Reading in the book of Jude, Jude the son of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Some paraphrasals read, once and for all delivered unto the saints. Tell you one thing, God don't have to change a word of the documents that he's delivered to us. Amen. Beloved, when I gave all diligence, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. Amen. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance that though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Now this is not the population of demons that are at work today. This is not Lucifer who's still at work today. Amen. He's very much loose. This is the angels which left their first estate. In the days of Noah, it spoke of them, amen, cohabiting with the daughters of men. Josephus and the fathers verify that the angels cohabited with the daughters of men, and giants were born unto them. And even after that, they did the same thing. We have a whole race of giants inhabiting Canaan's land when Joshua goes in to conquer the land. Amen. And these angels that left their first estate are kept in chains of darkness. The Greek is Tartarus. They're in jail until the judgment day. They'll never do any more harm. They're out of commission. They're not even tempting anybody today. They're not oppressing anybody today. They're out of business. Amen. Because even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them, in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities. That's authorities. Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. But these speak evil of things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts, in those things they corrupt themselves. Woe unto them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward, and perished in the gainsaying of Korah. These are spots in your feasts of charity, when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots, raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. And after that blistering tirade against the wickedness was already prevalent in Jude, the brother of our Lord's day, and how much more prevalent in our day in the midst of the great falling away that is all around us. Amen. Jude has an exhortation with all this negativity and judgment upon the wicked and the hypocrites and the false prophets and murmurers and complainers. He says, but, beloved, remember ye the words which are spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you that there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Amen. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, build up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Back to the 22nd verse. And of some have compassion, making a difference. For the few minutes that I have left this morning, I'd like to talk about making the difference that makes the difference. Making a difference that makes the difference. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you hear me? Making a difference that makes the difference. And others say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted with the flesh. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Surrounded by all this rot, keep yourselves in the love of God. A word about that. I heard of a flower they saw growing at the mouth of a coal mine somewhere. Beautiful white flower. They told a story about this beautiful white flower. The guide or whoever it was that was leading the people on this tour took a handful of sooty grime from the ground and threw this black dust on this flower, and it just shed it all off and remained white. Here is a beautiful white flower blooming in the mouth of a black coal mine and remaining white, surrounded by all that black. We can't do it. We go into a coal mine, we get it all over our face and everything. Amen. They get it all over, and they call it being black when they come out of the coal mine. Amen. A brother came to church with his gum boots on, hadn't taken a bath. He was so anxious to come to my revival at Loggy Bottom. Amen. He detoured the shower room and everything, come with his boots on, and stood up to testify with the fire of God upon him. He said, I might have come to church black tonight, amen, but I wanted to come to the house of God. He knew if he went to the shower and went to the change clothes, he would have been later than ever for church. He came in his gum boots. He was so determined to come to the house of God. That's what we got to be. We got to be determined. And regardless if we live in the mouth of a coal mine, a big lot of the time, we don't have to be blackened by what's around us. Can you say amen? Raise your hands and praise him a little bit. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. 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 I was raised in a cloud of cigarette smoke. Amen. In the midst of cursing and wickedness, praise God. But I'm saved and sanctified by the grace of God this morning. And there ain't no smell of smoke on me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, some having compassion, making a difference. Others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. I saw a cartoon that warmed my heart in the paper yesterday as I spent my 5 minutes dutifully turning through my newspaper. Amen. Looking at the pictures and the headlines, and I can read it just about as fast as I can turn the pages. That's about all the time it takes me to read most newspapers. But I came across the cartoon of Superman. Amen. With somebody in his arms. Amen. I looked and they had a caption over this hungry, bedraggled, disheveled, tired fellow that he had in his arms, O'Grady. It said, amen. The caption underneath said, as Superman carried O'Grady to freedom, back in business. I like that. This whole country of ours, praise God, shined a little bit brighter when they landed their helicopters on that green hill in Sarajevo, amen, and snatched O'Grady, that darn pilot, amen, the freedom of his first words as he went out of the woods, exhausted, hungry, and tired after living on bugs and grass and plants for several days, amen, waving his pistol and his beard growed out. He said, I'm okay, get me out of here, amen. My heart was warmed, praise God. We had made the difference. In the 60s, a man by the name of Gary Francis Powers climbed in the cockpit of that black streamlined sleek airplane full of fuel. Every available compartment in that plane was for fuel because he was going to fly high and fast and long. And so they designed it that way. There were so many cracks and leaks in the plane when they first filled it up that dripping from every crack in the plane was fuel oil, dripping on the runway, literally. When Gary Francis Powers climbed in that plane, there was a smell of fuel oil. That would correct itself, however, in just a little while. He would be going so fast as he kicked on the afterburners and arose to 80,000 feet. Amen. Kicked his cameras in gear. The fuselage of that airplane would heat up to 600 degrees. The swelling of the metal would fill up every crack where the fuel oil was leaking. And Gary Francis Powers would go streaking over the Soviet Union. Amen. Before they ever had satellite surveillance, we had the U-2. You know the story of how that Gary Francis Powers, after making several secret missions that nobody admitted existed in the U-2, amen, he was shot down over Russia. And they captured him and kept him in prison for years until finally he was repatriated back to the United States in some sort of trade-off right in the middle of the Cold War. What made the difference? We couldn't rescue Gary Francis Powers, but we could rescue O'Grady. Amen. And we did. Circumstances make the difference in our ability to rescue. In the first place, no one admitted that Gary Francis Powers existed in the first place. It was super secret, so there was really no spy mission. And when the Russians announced it, the United States never even admitted that it existed. Due to the circumstances of the Cold War and the facts surrounding the situation, we could not rescue Gary Francis Powers. Amen. But Glory be to God. O'Grady had better equipment. He had him a radio that if he can serve the batteries, he can make contact with our surveillance aircraft. Amen. He can let us know if he was alive. He can let us know his location. And we can zero in on him. And we can send somebody to get him. We got him. Thank God we got him. Hallelujah. What makes a difference in church life when you rescue a soul from hell and save a soul from a multitude of sins and from destruction? Amen. I don't have any notes for this message tonight, today. This is all off the cuff. Amen. Praise God. But there are some things that we have to understand. Amen. The difference is when the prodigal comes back, you can take him back in. If the prodigal stays in the far country, amen, you can't save him. But when the prodigal comes to himself and he comes to you, praise God, then you can save him. And Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out, and neither will the Pentecostal Highway of Holiness Church. There's some here today. I'm glad you're here. This altar is open for you. And if you will come, you will not be cast out. You will be taken in. Praise God. Amen. There are some cases, praise God, that the shepherd can leave the 99. Amen. Number one, it has to be a sheep that has gone astray. If it's a wolf, or if it's a bear, or if it's a goat, he may not leave the 99 and go get that one. But if it is a sheep, and he knows it's a sheep, amen, there may be a lot of screeching and a lot of bah, bah, and a lot of complaining amongst the 99 that's left in the fold while a shepherd goes to get that one. But he'll leave that one, praise God. He'll leave that 99, excuse me, praise God, and he'll go find that one that was lost. Oh, yes, it was my feet that had gone astray. It was me that had wandered away from the fold. It was me that he left the 99 for and brought me back broken and bruised. Praise God. So therefore, because it was me, I must do my best to discern and make a difference that makes the difference. Praise God. He said, pulling them out of the fire. Amen. You might say, for most that they asked for it, they stuck their own head in the fire. Let them bat. Amen. Could we say that perhaps Gary Powers, he knew the consequences. He knew the situation. He knew what he was supposed to do if he was shot down. Amen. He must assume the risk and take it for the sake of his country and deny that his mission ever existed. Amen. O'Grady, what happened with O'Grady? Did he get too close? Did he maneuver wrongly? Or was he supposed to be bombing Serbs in the first place? Aren't they the Christian side of this fight with the Muslims? Should we be helping them or helping the Muslims? I really don't know which side to be on, but it seemed like most of the atrocities are on the Serbian side, at least because they have actually captured and even shot and used for hostages representatives of the United Nations. Amen. The United States became involved in the mission, and a lady was shot down. What shall we do? Leave him in the brush? Leave him to starve to death? Leave him as a victim of the propaganda of those that are anxious for propaganda, father to throw in the propaganda machines? What shall we do? Oh no. Amen. Superman resurrected. And when they got the call that he was still alive and they zeroed in on his
his location. Amen. They went after him. Amen. Helicopters took fire and they took damage. They returned fire. There was missiles fired at us. Amen. From people that ought to be our friends. Amen. They're shooting at us. Amen. Many times when you rescue somebody in church or you attempt to rescue a soul in church and make the difference, that makes a difference. If we don't take fire from the enemy, sometimes we'll take fire from our friends. Amen. But what do? Stop the war, because Jane Fonda is marching against it. Amen. And giving aid and comfort to the enemy. No. Amen. Praise God, you go on. And you stand for the thing that's right. You rescue the perishing and care for the dying and snatch them in pity from the dark waves. Praise God. And so there Superman is with a great uniform streaking through the heavens. And the caption says, back in business. Amen. It spoke of a people that was sensual and separated themselves. As long as they're sensual and separate themselves from us, we can't help them. But when they come into our pews and listen to our message and heed our altar call, praise God, come to our communion and come to our baptizing, they would take of our holy convocation and all our feast. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to preach to them. If they want to be saved, they're welcome. If they want to be set free, they're welcome. Praise God. 100 times over, praise God. We shall make the difference that makes a difference. Let him know that he that converteth a sinner, he's not talking about the wicked out yonder in the world. He's talking about a brother which sins a sin which is not unto death. Amen. Most authorities say that sin unto death is the unpardonable sin. There is just one unpardonable sin. Amen. If we see a brother sin a sin which is not unto death, people who commit the unpardonable sin don't usually live very long. Amen. They're not long for this world. But if they commit a sin which is not unto death, and God brings us into contact with that lost sheep, God allows us to be among those that admonish them, praise God, we can offer them the grace of God and let him know which converteth the sinner from the error of his ways. He shall save a soul from death and hide a multitude of sins. Not just keep talking about it. Hide it. Amen. Isn't that what the Lord did for yours? Did he keep talking about it? Did he keep throwing it up to you? Amen. I mean, when the Lord covered your sins, that's it. Amen. And dare anybody to go fishing in the sea of God's forgetfulness, praise God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. When God says, thy sin is covered, glory to God. When Corrie ten Boom said he takes my sin and casts them into the sea and puts up a sign, no fishing, that means, brother, they're covered. Amen. Praise God. And so that's what God did for all of us. Therefore, we are debtors here this morning. We are debtors, praise God, to be instruments in the hands of God in rescuing the perishing. Care for the dying. Hallelujah. Jesus said, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. You can't repent. You can't come into a homeless church and participate extensively very long and keep a straight face unless you get right with God. You come into church like this where the Spirit of God's moving, you'll either cringe in guilt and fear and unbelief and say, they're talking about me. Amen. And most folks take a dive for the door. Praise God. But when I see them come to my altar, I see them come under these wings. Praise God. I say, thank God. We're back in business. And we go streaking to freedom. We go streaking to deliverance. Let's stand this morning and let's pray. Father, touch my friends that are here this morning that need to come back. Touch them, Lord God, that need Christ in their heart. Glory to God. Touch those that are under the sound of my voice that need rescuing today. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. And as we come out of these altars today, glory to God. Heaven will say, I'm okay now. Amen. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He put a song in my soul today. A song of his praise. Hallelujah. We're here because God brought you here. We're here because God in his power and mercy has invested us with the power to help you. Come, he that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. If he don't cast you out, what will he do? Answer to your own satisfaction. You know the answer. He takes you in. Come on, as we come as saints around the altar and tarry before God in the love of Christ. Amen. Won't you come? Praise God, as they say, won't you come? Work your way right up to the altar, right back to Calvary. It's not too late. Come on. Amen. I love you. Jesus loves you. Jesus wants you. Work your way back to Jesus' altar.
Distance.